Ethnomusicologist and DJ Wayne Marshall spent a lot of time in Jamaica. When I met him, he was working on his dissertation. To me, it looked more like nonstop jam session than work, but nonetheless, this is when he first started learning about Jamaica's unique relationship with the world.
I would put the snare drum in a particular place, and they'd say, nah, it's gone to hip-hop. You know, or sometimes they would specifically request that I do it. And they'd say, oh, that's an international sound that I'm going for, you know? And so oftentimes the very difference between shifting of a snare drum would signify Jamaicanness as opposed to Americanness. And the difference could sound as subtle as, I mean, we're just talking about shifting a snare drum. So for Americanness, we're talking about a pattern just like, and if we just move that snare up a little bit, we get Jamaicanness.
A few years later, Wayne ended up at Harvard lecturing on the music of the Caribbean. This rhythm, it turns out, is found on lots of islands.
This rhythm, which was the difference that my collaborators were hearing between Jamaican and American music, was really quite prevalent across the Caribbean. So I could hear that same in Jamaica and in Trinidad and in Cuba, Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic, Haiti, you name it, everywhere. And so when I was giving these lectures, I would actually say, okay, let's just call this the island rhythm. The essence of this rhythm is basically juxtaposing groups of three against groups of two. So you've got a prevailingly duple meter. You can count it in groups of two. One, two, three, four, one, two, right? But against that, you have a constant but kind of uneven or additive groupings of threes, so that you get a sort of 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 1 2 3 1 2 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 1 2 3 1 2. And so, I mean, I just feel like that has a sort of fundamental dynamism to it. It's push pull, push pull, push push pull, push push pull. You know what I mean? It's dance music. But depending on where you are, there are lots of different names for it and different shapes it takes. Still, it's remarkable that's that basic can be heard in dancehall reggae, can be heard in Trinidadian soca, can be heard in Cuban son, and in salsa from Puerto Rico and New York, or even in a good number of merengue songs and Haitian compa. And you know, you could mix those all together. And oftentimes in the class, what I would do is set up a basic sort of MIDI block rhythm that I would have titled Island Rhythm, and it would just go, you know, and I would just superimpose that, you know, using Ableton Live, I'd superimpose that with all of these tracks. One of the sequences that I like to do is the clave sequence. Now, clave is a sort of Cuban manifestation of this, where instead of, you know, I've been subdividing pretty much every bar, 1 2 3 1 2 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2, the typical Cuban clave, or the 3-2 Cuban clave, gives it a little bit more space. So you get that in the first half of the bar, but then the second half of the bar, it sort of catches up and you get on beat again. So you're sort of ahead of the beat and then you're back on the beat. And so it plays out sort of over twice as long, the same dynamism that's playing out at the halftime too. You know what I mean? It's sort of on top of it and then you're back on it. That's sort of the way that the threes against the twos are working. So in a sort of 3-2 Cuban clave is a basic, you get that, but then you're back on it, right? Right. In Cuba, in fact, they call the basic 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 1 2 1 2, they call that the tresillo, because it's three times per thing, you know. But that's actually thought of as a simplification of what some people, I think, would argue is an even more widespread rhythmic pattern, the cinquillo. Right, so it's the same pattern, it's just adding two more per measure.
So you said you used to call it the island rhythm. What changed?
Yeah, well, you know, it's one of the funny things about even calling it the island rhythm in the first place is that it was meant to describe this quality shared across all these islands, right? So it wasn't, to call it an island thing is implying this kind of isolationism or something, right? But that's not how it was working. The whole point was, wow, we can thread this through these different islands in order to illustrate essentially the same history of exchange and migration and, in fact, modern convergence. I mean, to even talk about some sort of isolated island today is absurd, right? I mean, everybody is in conversation, and Jamaican music has been as good an illustration of that as anything over the decades. I mean, in the end, what was so exciting to me about being able to talk about this so-called island rhythm that you could hear across all the islands of the Caribbean, as well as what seemed really interesting about this difference that was heard and felt by Jamaicans, between these different rhythmic patterns, had a lot more to do with connection.
So what do you call the island rhythm now?
I mostly tend to call it boom, chip boom, chick